That was some slap bass, slap bass boogie blues, wild 1950s boogie rock and roll, and that was Retro Stereo. Oh man, what an awesome song. That was the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlech. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist. And it's always an awesome time to get him onto our program. How are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, that sure had me dancing around, and I'm sure a lot of people all over the world dancing around. That was awesome. Song.
Yes, it was.
So our subject today is on compassion, and we'd love to hear your words on that. Oh, it sounds like we
disconnected.
Yeah. For some reason, we're having a lot of technical difficulties, so we're gonna see. Yeah, we lost all our other ones, so
that's why sometimes we are facing with the reception.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, today is one of those days. Maybe we can give it a try one more time.
Yeah, I'll see.
To be connected.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, but we seemed to be running into a lot of those issues today.
Yes.
And it's been going on throughout the region. Like
yes.
I've noticed, like, a lot of calls have been disconnected, and I don't know what it's doing in technology right now.
Yes.
It seems to be affecting everybody's
yes.
connections and lines. So,
especially with the location that we are having, we are on top of the mountain, in the mountainside, basically facing more difficulties
yeah.
right. of the reception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we do have them. So, yeah. Yeah,
they're back here,
awesome, we got you. So, yeah, we were wanting to know your words on compassion.
Compassion. Did you guys hear me talking about empathy?
No, because we lost you right at the start there.
We can't have compassion without empathy, you know, and just because we show compassion doesn't mean that we're supposed to be pushovers, you know, mm-hmm. listening to people and mm-hmm. helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, panhandlers and people looking for handouts, you know, just give it to them all the time. Because
mm-hmm.
then they start to see you as a pushover, and then you start feeling like a pushover.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like how we used to handle some of our local pushovers up here. We know they were down and out and all that, but panhandlers make, you know, they make a tidy sum.
Mm.
And you know, after a while, you get smart and say, "Okay, come on, here, I'll go buy you a sandwich. Let's go have a sandwich and see what's going on."
Mm.
then they learn, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're showing compassion, showing empathy, and sometimes, you know, they might just want to have somebody to talk to.
Mm.
You know, they look disheveled and haven't had a shower or anything in a week or two.
Yeah.
and people shun them, you know, but, you know, sometimes they do. They will talk
mm-hmm.
and feel better and feel uplifted. That's compassion. Compassion through empathy, because, you know, you sat there, listened to their problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only just gave them a sandwich, and if they, you know, gave a good enough story, you might give them some change.
Well, that's so, so insightful, because that is more along the lines of real compassion. When you do show signs of care, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, people do throw money at problems,
mm-hmm.
and we know that's not the solution. You know, and the solution is what you're talking about. You know, talk to the person. Give them an ear.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what the problems they've gone through and what they're going through. That's compassion. That's an effort in showing that you care about not only how they look and how they're acting and what they're searching for. You know, we all go through that, and we all get that basically a hole in the heart, and we need something to fill it. And yeah, so great that we can have you come on and share some words of on our subjects. And
we need to be all ears sometimes.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, not trying to out-holler each other, trying to communicate.
Well, it's like one of our uncles used to say. He used to say, well, that's the reason why we have two ears. We should listen more than we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a great teaching when they used to tell us that. You know, you got two ears, and you should be listening more than you're speaking. And, you know, that's a great way to look at it also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, it's what scientifically said, that as we age, our ears get bigger. Physically, meaning we should listen more.
Yeah, that's so true, yeah. Well, we really appreciate and thank you for joining us and giving us your input. We know you came through a lot and survived a lot, and it's always great to listen to what makes you tick and what helped you get through all your traumas and issues. And the songs that you pick for us is so great, and the discussions you have on our subjects are awesome too. So we really appreciate and thank you.
Yeah. I thank you guys there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Thank you.
And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And that song I picked, I keep thinking of our brother Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why it helped me pick it.
Yeah. Boogie dance, no shoes.
Yeah,
beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. And, yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just have a great week and weekend, and a good, fast, full recovery.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And it's always great to have him come on our program and just share with us. And so we're going to be carrying on the program. And up next, we'll be speaking with another brother. But we'll be right.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Kluk Bachen, and he's also from California. And we're going to play a song for him that he picked, and this is from Sonny and Cher, and it's The Beat Goes On. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We're back. That was Sonny and Cher. The Beat Goes On. And that was picked from my brother, Kluk Bachen. That's his traditional name from the Ntlakebmch people up in the Nicola Valley. But he's living down California right now, and he's joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, Kluk Bachen.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. We really enjoyed that song, The Beat Goes On, from Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, I always liked that song, The Beat Goes On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when I was thinking about it, kind of goes with today's topic, compassion.
Yes.
And I had to think about it as like, what is compassion? So of course, it gets in for Google. I looked it up, and there's different types of compassion. And what I want to talk on is self-compassion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard what it kind of ties in with what Wigida said, and self-compassion, we need to think about, like, when we make mistakes, we come down hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to sit back and relax and think things over.
Mm-hmm.
My philosophy in life is saying, it happens, but it doesn't last forever. So we need to have self-compassion where we need to sit down, think things over. Whatever mistake we did, you're bound to get over it. You just need to have compassion for yourself. You need to, instead of getting really hard on yourself.
Mm.
That's what I was thinking. Compassion, like we need to make time for ourselves to to sit back and relax.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Exactly.
And like Bisk said, that, you know what, the world is also lacking in compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we all need to, I guess, work on that, and maybe things might get better in the future if we all had a little bit more compassion for ourselves and for others.
Yeah, I really like what you said about that. You know, self-compassion, and it reminded me of like being able to forgive yourself, because, like you said, we do get down on ourselves, and we hold ourselves in account too much, I believe. And it's something that we do need to work on, and be able to give ourselves compassion and remember that, you know, we got to be able to forgive ourselves for the wrongs that we do. And that helps us to grow instead of just dwelling on it. And then it can become like almost like cancer, where it just gets on you and it grows. And it
festers, and it gets to a point where either you break down and talk about it, or you just explode. Go into depression and all that stuff. So,
Well, that's so awesome. We really enjoy it when you guys can get on our program and share and join in on our subjects. And we really loved your song from Sonny and Cher, and it really does speak some truth in there. The beat goes on, and when we share and give ourselves compassion, we can let the beat go on.
Hit that street and the beat goes on. You can hop, skip, and jump, or whatever you want to do. Just walk sideways like crap, or crawl, or do the worm.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. All right. Lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Yep. Lots of love, and bye for now.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother, Kluk Kluk Bachen, from California. And always great to get in touch with him. And so we'd like to give a few minutes to Lady Faima and Charlotte on their version of compassion. We'll start with you, Lady Faima.
Sure, absolutely. Compassion is basically recognizing the suffering of the others and deeply caring about the others. As all the respected guests, they said it very well. They said it all beautifully. Unfortunately, we are facing in the news left and right all the negativity, negative news, and the war with the Middle East, which is very unfortunate, and Ukraine for a long time. And it seems, you know, there is no ending. And it's about the time this ego power to be washed away. The power trip has to move, has to be dissolved. And we have to, as a one body, as one nation, we have to bring the services to the others and standing for the justice. For the justice, we have to stand up. And the services, of course, we always offer to the others what we can do for the humanity. And this is partially is coming from the compassion. And this station, Free Voices, unite the voices. Free Voices unite the action. And let's we live gracefully and joyfully and peacefully. And I wish the peace for the whole world. After all, I am the citizen of mankind, and I am the student and servant of mankind.
Very well said. Pretty inspiring, too.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much, Lady Fayma.
Thank you.
And next we'll hear from our Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator.
Right. So I actually wanted to refer or read this comment from our audience, from our live streaming. So Eric Lee said, compassion scales up when we remember we're not alone in the struggle. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very well said. Because when we talk about empathy, so we only feel what other people feel. We especially have similar experiences, that's easier for us to be empathetic for each other. Mm-hmm. And only if we could understand how that feeling is, I think the compassion have the room to exist. So I highly agree with what Eric Lee said in the comment area. And also, I think I need to train myself to have more compassion with open mind, especially living in the place like Vancouver that has a huge scale or level of diversity, where you meet people literally from all over the world. So if I think I am the best, and then I pretty much close myself to others, and there's no collapse, there's no improvement, and it wastes the chance for me to live in such a great place.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's always great to get your input and your insight, and we really appreciate it. And we urge our other listeners to tune in to Call Me Negotiator with Charlotte. And we do appreciate all our listeners that join us from her programming too. And also, we'd like to give a shout out to Jacob and the art show.
Yes.
He always has a lot of news on artists and stuff. And I do refer him because he's always got so much knowledge on the upcoming artists and the ones playing around town. So we're going to be closing up our program here soon. And we'd like to thank everybody out there listening in, tuning in from all over the world. We really appreciate you guys. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. So, thank you, Lady Fayma, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you, Charlotte, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, we had an observer. We thank her for coming in and joining us also. So, we're going to let you guys go, and we're going to listen to some Xwetanchu Tawari, and their song is Oriental Charango. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. Come, we'll see you next week. Bye
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye now.